Good morning, everybody. It's Sally Kalin here, relationship coach, healer, and mentor. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy, where we discuss everything relationships, from the relationship with yourself to walking away from any toxic situation and empowering your life to be the best version of yourself. I hope I am finding you well, my lovelies. I want to get straight into it today. A very important topic, as always on this show. I want to talk to you today about your emotional triggers and what is happening when we are being triggered and what we can do about it. And I think it's super important for us as the adults that we are now to recognize that when we are being pushed, when we are being triggered by a past experience. Because what happens is in our relationships, we often are not aware that when someone is upsetting us or someone is creating energy within us that is reactive and doesn't feel pleasant, it's often coming from a wounded place within us. And it's an opportunity to experience it and feel it and release it as opposed to react to it and push back. And it can be a very difficult thing to catch and manage, especially in the early days of becoming more aware of what your triggers actually are. And I'm going to share with you my particular story very briefly about what used to trigger for me and how I began to deal with that. So as most of you know, I was in some very unhealthy, toxic situations in my life. And what would happen in a couple of these relationships was I had a lot of abandonment issues and a lot of inner child wounds. And I wasn't very aware of that when I was super young. So what would happen is if the person I was seeing became cold or distant or was not loving to me or attentive, it would trigger these huge feelings of insecurity, overreaction, and doubt and worry. And I would get triggered into a young part of myself. And even when I had those good relationships when I was young, because I've mentioned this before, that I would attract some healthy relationships, but I would sabotage those, and I would ultimately choose guys that gave me a hard time because it basically resonated with more deeply in them days because I had a lot of pain. So even when I was in those healthier relationships, I would still get extremely triggered. It could be from them not showing up on time sometimes, like, where are they? Why aren't they here? And I would get triggered into this absolutely frenzied state of being abandoned, not being wanted, not being loved. And so my abandonment trigger was constantly being triggered in those relationships. And of course, when I was involved in those toxic relationships, it was constantly being triggered. And what I began to do to help heal myself in this area, because I feel this is something that so many of us are experiencing. So many of us have these rejection triggers, these abandonment triggers, these inner child triggers. We have all these wounds within us that we're carrying. And it doesn't necessarily mean we've come from this totally disruptive childhood at all. We can come from oftentimes healthy childhood experiences, but things may have happened when we were growing up at school, or what someone said to us, or how we just internalized our world, that can make us very susceptible, right? But as an adult, it's our job to basically heal our own wounds. It's our job to basically become aware of what is affecting us and not keep projecting onto the other person and blaming other people for how we're feeling. We have to own our story. We have to take responsibility for how we're showing up in our relationships. So getting back to my particular situation, I began to realize through my own self-awareness and doing meditation practices and getting onto that spiritual awakening journey that I was living in a state of anxiety and fear that I was going to be abandoned. And so what would happen is when I started to become aware of this, I began to work with that issue. I began to do some inner child healing. I began to reparent my younger self. I began to become more begin to get more present with those feelings. So instead of just reacting to what someone would do or not do, I was able over time to almost like take a breath, have that space to almost like watch my reaction, but not actually act it out, if that makes sense. So I began to notice how I would normally respond in a particular situation. So if someone was in my life and they didn't show up, they said they were coming to see me and then they didn't show up. In fact, this did happen. And I remember, because I'd done some work on myself at this particular time, and a year on of doing a lot of work, this person just didn't show up. And I remember catching myself thinking, oh my gosh, I now would normally go into a state of panic. I would now normally go into a state of anxiety. And I could watch myself having this thought. And in that moment, I totally stepped into the present moment. I just breathed. And I had a conversation with myself, and it was literally like, this is nothing to do with you. How this person is not showing up, hasn't rang you, this is not your stuff. This is their stuff. But how you're going to respond now is everything to do with you. How are you going to respond in this moment? And I remember thinking, I'm going to just accept that this is how it is right now. I'm not going to get myself worked up and upset because if this person is choosing just to not call me, let me know where they're at, then I am not going to be triggered that. I love myself. I am worthy. And I was able to say that at this particular time because I had done so much self-worth work, so much self-love work. I had basically been working with some meditation practices, learning to be in the present moment, and a lot of inner child work as well, where I was working with my younger self. So in that moment, I was able to witness the younger self that would normally, you know, go into a state of panic, and essentially reparent myself in that moment by saying, you know what, it's okay. That person hasn't shown up, but that has nothing to do with you. That tells you more about them than it does about you. And I literally remember just sitting there and just breathing through it, and I let it go. And after about an hour, I remember feeling, wow, you know what? I get this. I can see how I used to always react. I can see how I would be triggered into my inner child, all that fear. I can see that now. And this feels so much better to be able to be so present and to simply just watch the scenario play out. And to not participate in it. And it was like I was just loving my younger self. I was loving the inner child part of myself. And I was able to be a witness to myself, my younger self, and that present moment. And ironically, I mean, the guy actually did ring and said that he actually had lost his phone or something. I don't know, he left it in another car and he was actually on his way. And that was interesting in itself, because when he did actually show up, instead of me getting mad and angry and upset, I was so in a present state. And I wasn't sure if I believed that story at the time, but I just said, okay, I get it. And it wasn't forced, it wasn't acted. I really felt a sense of peace, because in that moment, I had been able to totally see things for what they were instead of being triggered from a past event. And that is what I'm sharing with you today. I want for you all to begin to become more aware of what your own personal triggers are in your life, because it can be so destructive to our relationships when we are constantly being triggered, right, by our partners. And I know when I had therapy for many years, which would have been around that time as well, where I was seeing an amazing therapist, we were talking a lot about my inner child issues and, of course, and my triggers. And this is something that now as a coach myself, I see with my own clients, is the fact that we are in our adult bodies, but we are often being triggered by our younger part of ourselves. And when we begin that, having that self-awareness of what's really going on, we can make drastic, huge changes in our life experiences by just having the awareness of the situation for what it is, instead of our whole past experiences being thrown into that present moment. Because that's essentially what's happening. When we're being triggered, it's coming from a belief, a story that we hold within our mind-body system, right? And it's all about learning to become more present to what triggers us. And I always suggest meditation, because I have been meditating for over 10 years, and it is the single most powerful thing you can ever do for your life in making the changes. When you begin to meditate, yes, it calms you down in the moment. Yes, it can be very beneficial whilst you're meditating, even though I know it can be difficult for many because the mind is so active. But it's more about the later on in your, how you move through your day and your weeks, when you're meditating regularly, it teaches you to become more present to life. So it brings this awareness and present state of being to your days, where you can catch yourself in that reacting stage. So it's just a tool that is so powerful in helping you become more awake and aware of who you are. And that's why I love it so much. I just love it. And I feel like we're in an awakening stage in the planet, that so many of us are waking up more to who we are. We're starting to understand that so much of who we are and how we behave has come from a lot of our early years programming. And that now as an adult, we are able to reprogram our own mind. We can basically take our power back and begin the rewiring of who we essentially are. Because at the end of the day, we are spiritual beings having this human experience. I know we all have different beliefs about that, but I truly believe that we are eternal beings, and that's where we are right now and how we think and how we feel comes back down to so much of the conditioning of our childhoods and how we grew up and the experiences we had. And that is exactly how it happens. We are who we are based on our experiences and how we've processed the world. And then to get to this stage in our life and to know that we have the power to completely reset our internal story, to completely rewire our minds for the future that we do want, and to have the relationships that we can have, is so empowering, right? It is so, so empowering. So I want to just leave you with that food for thought today, and to have a little think about where you're at with your life and how you are personally triggered and what affects you and what is your story and what is it that you need to give to yourself. Is there an inner child within you that is asking you for attention and love? Do you need to pay attention to that younger part of yourself and listen in? Can you begin a meditation practice where you just sit with yourself for 5 minutes every day, learning to get into that present moment? Can you become more self-aware throughout your day, noticing your internal dialogue, noticing what you're saying to yourself? We don't want to keep those old scripts running if they are going to be unhealthy and not being able to bring us what we want. And we don't want to be reacting to everyone or people in our life that is going to cause us distress, right? We want to be able to respond and come from a place where we are anchored in our own self-love, as opposed to anchored in our own traumas of our childhood. It gets to the place, I feel like we're getting to a place in time where we all need to be so responsible and accountable for where we're at in our life now, because we can't change what happened when we were growing up. We can't change what our parents did, what our parents didn't do, what that teacher said, or what those friends didn't say, or whatever it is. But as adults, we can say, you know what? I choose to empower my life. I choose to take my power back and create the life that I love on my terms. And you absolutely can do that. right? It's just the best. It's just like the best feeling. I'm kind of like smiling here sharing this because I'm having flashbacks to when I was in my younger self and my own journey of awakening and being able to release and let go of so much of my own story that was causing me pain. And like I say, for me, there was so much of that anchored in the abandonment issue and feeling rejected and not good enough, not worthy enough. And then, of course, those relationships would reinforce my unworthiness, that I believed I was unworthy. And I was triggered constantly when I didn't feel loved and accepted, because at the end of the day, it was me, myself. I had to accept myself. I had to love myself. It wasn't down to those other people. And then learning to be able to do that for myself created such a shift. So I hope I didn't speak too fast on that podcast. I just got all excited then. But it's just such an important message. And I know there are incredible people out there sharing this same message, right? That's on YouTube, Instagram. I have found some incredible people sharing this same message. And I'm like, yes, yes, this message is getting out there. You know, I've been sharing this same message for like 10 years or more. And to see that more and more people are on this and awakening to this, because we have the power, right? We have the power to create the life we want. We do not have to be a slave to the program. So that is my message today, everyone. I hope that has been a little bit helpful. If you are in a situation right now where you are struggling or you are needing any kind of help and you are interested in any kind of one-to-one coaching, I offer one-to-one coaching internationally. I can send you my coaching options. Just please reach out to me and ask me for that. You can reach me at hello@sallykalin.com. You can follow me on Instagram, Sally Kalin. I would love to see you over there. And yes, please reach out anytime. And I love to hear back from you. If I can answer any questions, I certainly will. I'm here to guide you into your truth and into your light. So I'm going to love you and leave you. Please share this podcast with anyone you may feel will benefit. I'd love you to leave a review if you find this podcast helpful. And I am sending you so much love. And I will be back in a day or two with a new podcast. Bye, guys.